Today's Music Corner presents a song titled Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku, or I'm Without You Without Me. Budi Syahbudin Syukur, or known as Budi Doremi, is an Indonesian singer from Serang, born September 19, 1984. He started his career in 2012 by releasing a single titled Doremi. Since then, his name has been known as Budi Doremi. In November 2024, Budi Doremi released a song with Anggi Marito titled Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku. According to Budi, Anggi is good at diving into the emotions needed and conveying them perfectly in a song. In addition, Anggi's vocal color and song themes are in harmony with Budi Doremi. The song tells about regret when a relationship has to end and you have to live without the beloved one. Well, listener, this is Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku by Budi Doremi and Anggi Marito. Enjoy.
Seandainya kita lebih lama bertahan, tak berhenti untuk mencoba. Mungkin cerita kita akan berbeda. Seandainya aku sedikit lebih kuat, mempertahankan keyakinanku pada dirimu yang mulai lelah karena mereka. Tak sampai hati aku merelakan kenyataan ini, meskipun hatiku selalu meminta kamu untuk kembali.
Voice of Indonesia.
The mountainous region of East Java. Where Maja Bahit once stood. Largest ancient kingdom. Changing and opening slowly over hundreds of years. A historical city on the move. A celebration of remarkable heritage. Grandeur of the past. Wondrous ancient architecture. And the outstanding universal values behind. Where art absorbs the audience into colorful drama. Still, the exotic mesmerizer. Extraordinary feast exhilarates. And bring us back to the land of the ancient mountains. A myriad of outdoor adventures. Exceptional panoramic nature. Exciting variety. This is a land of historical significance. Where the old days are celebrated. Local cuisine cherished. Beyond the city. Preparing for a thrilling ride on the vast sea of sand. In Bromo. East Java. Wonderful Indonesia.
Here is quote of the day. Intelligence without love is dangerous, and love without intelligence is not enough. A quote by B.J. Habibie. Baharudin Yusuf Habibie, or B.J. Habibie, was born in Parepare, South Sulawesi, Indonesia, on June 25, 1936. B.J. Habibie is an Indonesian politician, engineer, and scientist dubbed as the father of aircraft for successfully building the first aircraft in Indonesia in 1995. Habibie's ingenuity have a great influence in the development of aviation technology, domestically and abroad.
Oh,
for still tuning in on Indonesia Today. Listener, Indonesian Communication and Digital Affairs Minister Mutia Hafid has said that in the future, startups will automatically accommodate artificial intelligence or AI as a driver of business development. Therefore, the Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs will continue to foster digital startups integrating AI in work processes. The utilization of AI is expected to support the growth of digital startups more optimally and efficiently. Discussing the growth of startups, the minister highlighted the current survival rate or change of startup survival after being established in Indonesia is around 10 to 15%. This achievement is quite good considering that in many other countries, the survival rate is below that figure. Recently, Indonesian startups won 9 awards out of 18 nominations at the ASEAN Digital Awards, showing that startup innovation is a good solution to current problems.
Punya Jody.
Ingat kakang dirimu yang pernah menyakiti aku. Kau kecewakan aku, tapi ku maafkan salahmu. Kini berganti kisah, ku menyakiti dirimu. Tapi apa yang terjadi? Kau meninggalkanku.
Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
still with us, Indonesia, today from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, Indonesian government has assured that the local industry is capable of competing in the global market as seen through several achievements made by the domestic industrial sector. Indonesian Industry Minister Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita said one of the achievements of the Indonesian industry that deserves to be appreciated is the manufacturing value added in 2023, which reached $255 billion, making Indonesia the 12th ranked manufacturing country globally. He made the remarks at the kickoff for Industrial Technology Pioneers 2025. The export value of the manufacturing industry last year increased by 5.33% compared to 2023, while the export value of the non-oil and gas processing industry was recorded at about $190 billion. To strengthen the contribution of the domestic industry, the Ministry of Industry will hold Indonesia 4.0 Conference and Expo on September 24th and 25th, 2025 in Jakarta. The annual event seeks to accelerate the digital transformation and the industrial revolution in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOR. Today's
sound. 1, 2, 3, let's go.
Tidak seorang gadis sederhana tapi manis. Pergi dari kampungnya, tujuannya ke kota. Ingin hidup coba-coba. Cepatnya sesuaikan diri. Gaya bertagawati, uang tak dari mana, segalanya dia punya dan langsung ngetop namanya. Bimbi, tak mau kenal lagi kampungnya. Bimbi, tak mau kenal lagi saudara. Tahun ke masa berganti. Kenal lagi wajah serupa Bimbi, memalas pucat hati, menanti di jalan sepi. Bimbi tak mau kenal lagi kampungnya. Bimbi tak mau kenal lagi saudara. Bimbi tak mau kenal lagi kampungnya. Berganti, Bimbi telah dikenal lagi. Wajah serupa Bimbi, memalas pucat pasti, menanti di jalan sepi. Thank you.
Instead at me, love trying to make
Saranghawu Beach, which is located in Sukhabumi, has a unique, exotic and natural beauty. This beach is one of the famous beaches in Sukhabumi, with the distinctive beauty of waves churning into the sea. In addition, this beach has a mystical history that has been well known and recognized by the local residents. If you come to have a holidays in this location, you will be presented with a beautiful view, which is a soft stretch of sand with brownish colors, cool air, and big waves that hit the cliffs. All of those add to the charms of the beauty of this Karanghawu Beach. According to the story of the local people, this beach is named Karanghawu because there are holes in the cliffs or rocks so that it will look like a stove. Hawu, which in Sundanese means stove. So this beach is named Karanghawu. In addition, this beach is also famous for its myth, in which it is said that the cliffs that jut into the sea is Nyai Rorokidō's throne, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. If you are at the top of the hill, you can enjoy a clear view of Karanghawu Beach. The view of the high seas onto the big waves hitting the rocks is a very beautiful scenery here. Uniquely, in this location there is a simple bridge, which was made by a bamboo, so you can take a walk through the flow of seawater to another end of the reef. Taking a walk along the beach with the occasional play with the crashing waves or even sitting relaxedly while enjoying the waves and sunshine is a fun activity on this beach.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with a goal. For me, a fight and sound.
at first glance. His face looks like the face of an adult human, with his eyes reflecting a blank, meaningless look. His body is covered in black clothes and a piece of hulos, a typical woven cloth of the Batak tribe, is slung over his shoulders. Meanwhile, on his head, he has a sortali, a kind of head covering. When the sound of music from the gondang, a traditional single-headed drum, starts to play, suddenly his sculpted body begins to move to the rhythm of the music. He is Sigaligali, a unique wooden doll from Pomo village on Samosir Island in the middle of Lake Toba in North Sumatra. Sigaligali statue was not just born just like that. There is a long history that follows it, as told by local guide Anderson Sigiro. Sigaligali is actually the story of a king's son. 600 years ago, there was a king in the Batak region or Samosir Island whose name was Raja Rahat. Raja Rahat has a son, the only son. His name is Simanggare, a pious and obedient child who has the skill of Panortor or Batak dancing. However, when he was growing up, he was ordered by Raja Rahat or his father to go to war with the aim of expanding Raja Rahat's territory or kingdom area. However, in this war, Simanggare died or was killed in the battle, and his body wasn't found. Hearing this news, Raja Rahat felt sad. Yes, he regretted to lose his only son who should have given him the next generation. For the Batak people, having a son is important to continue the next generation of the family or clan line. Finding out that his only son is dead, Raja Rahat fell ill and almost lost his memory, because he kept thinking about his only son who was gone. Various ways were done to cure the king, including summoning powerful shamans in the Batak region. However, none of the shamans were able to treat Raja Rahat's illness. However, one day, one of the residents had a dream. He dreamed that if the king wants to be healed, try to make a statue that looks like Raja Rahat's son. They tried to make a statue, and after the statue was finished, the statue was presented before the king. Raja Rahat saw the statue, and he summoned a powerful shaman who was able to heal or summon the spirit of Simanggare. The shaman then did a ritual. The shaman summoned the spirit. The spirit was attached to the body of the statue that had been provided. The statue was ordered to dance and move. At the beginning, Sigaligali could move or dance mystically, or at the behest of a shaman. But now, Sigaligali is moved with the help of a puppeteer. Sigaligali comes from the word gali, which in Toba Batak language means graceful. In order to stand upright, Sigaligali is placed on a rectangular wooden pad. This wooden pad functions to connect the woven ropes, which can make the wooden doll move as if it were dancing. A puppeteer will control the ropes so that Sigaligali can move smoothly. Like the nervous system and the body joints in humans, these ropes connect Sigaligali's body parts, starting from the head, neck, arms, and bones. It turns out that we can still see the 90-year-old Sigaligali statue at the performance venue in Toba. But because its condition is not good anymore, a duplicate is made. In fact, our oldest Sigaligali statue is over there. The original statue is broken, so we use a duplicate of that. But this is also old. This duplicate is over 30 years old. Of the three Sigale-Gale statues that we can see today at the Sigale-Gale performance venue in Tomok, all of them wear black clothes. Does this have any meaning?
Nah, jadi sebenarnya gini, Bu.
Well, actually it's like this. Because Batak people are like that. So, when they die, they have to be wrapped in the black ulos traditional clothes like this. That's why Batak people used to wear clothes when they died. They wore a black suit. In memory of his son Simangale, when Raja Rahat was alive, he made a rule or decree in the kingdom that the statue had to be displayed or shown to the public, whether at cultural or traditional events accompanied by dancing or tortor. This can be seen today when we visit Tomok, Samosir Island. Visitors also join the Manor Tour. What are their impressions after seeing Sigale-Gale and dancing? In fact, our origins are from Samosir, the origins of our ancestors. So we come here from Nainggolan district because I am from the Nainggolan clan. We want to see this very sacred Batak culture, which is very interesting. We want to see Sigale-Gale directly.
Nah, itu kita sangat-sangat.
Well, we are very, very impressed, and that is the Tortor Batak tradition. So we teach Manortor to children. There is an order in doing Manortor by holding ulos traditional cloth. We were sort for women and for men. The ulos for women and men are also different both in good and bad times. I think Lake Toba, especially in Tomok, is the best place to do Manortor.
After I see and take part in the Tortor dance with Sigale-Gale, I feel that Batak culture is really interesting for us. First, we watched it, then we will share it with our friends. This Batak culture is really interesting.
We are from the city of Subulussalam in the district of Aceh province, and we come with families. We are here for holiday to see Sigale-Gale, which is one of Batak cultures. Then I am actually here to let children know that Indonesia has many cultures. I see Sigale-Gale and feel entertained. I want to come here again.
Harapan kita sebenarnya banyak.
We actually have a lot of hopes, ma'am, especially regarding Sigale-Gale, because this must be preserved. This is one of the Batak cultures that we are still fighting to maintain from ancient times until now.
My newest single called Sahabat Tersayang, but actually that song is a remake of my old song from 2006. It's been 18 years since the release of the original song, but now I remake it into a new version, to a more adult version of the song, because originally Sahabat Tersayang, it was the meaning of Sahabat, best friend itself is very universal, right? But the meaning of the original song, the best friend is my mother. So I remake this song into a newer version.
initially I wanna present the song for my mother as a Mother's Day song, but turns out I was pregnant at the time, so it was kind of perfect. Now that I am a mother, I am an adult, so my daughter can now, you know, present this song for me as a mother. So it's kind of like a full circle moment for this song, Sahabat Tersayang.
Voice of Indonesia.
From Indonesia to the world.
We BOI listeners, today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner presents a song from Central Java entitled Sa Kentang Sa Kentung. The song was composed by Rizky Abdullah. The song Sa Kentang Sa Kentung is one of the winners of the 2023 Nusantara Regional Song Creation Competition. According to Rizky, the song was inspired by his childhood. The lyrics tells the story of a child playing on Sunday, playing in the rice fields and rides a buffalo. The song also has a message that we can live in harmony and peace together. Well, listener, here is the song Sa Kentang Sa Kentung by Rizky Abdullah. Enjoy!
Dina minggu aku metu dolan karo kanca lunganing sawahan numpak kebo karo ning pangan kuya kuyu seneng ra karuan urip kue ora mung dewekan tepos liro kudu nggo cekelan mending meneng ora sah cangkeman daripada bubar kekancanan. Hey, sak kentang sak kentung kan di lambung percangkung bebek kantikung manu jalak santarian. Sak kentang sak kentung kan di lambung percangkung bebek kantikung manu jalak santarian. Dina minggu aku metu dolan karo kanca lunganing sawahan numpak kebo karo main pangan kuya kuyu seneng ra karuan urip kue ora mung dewekan tepos liro kudu enggo cekelan mending meneng ora sah cangkeman daripada bubar kekancanan. Hey, tak kentang tak kentung kan di lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung manu jalak santarian. Tak kentang tak kentung kan di lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung manu jalak santarian. Bocah wadon sing ayu dewek laka-laka sing paling molek kudu kuat wong lanang melek nek orang ngesuk mangan tembelek. Tung sak kentang sak kentung kan di lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung manu jalak santarian. Tung sak kentang sak kentung kan di lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung manu jalak santarian. Tung sak kentang sak kentung kan di lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung manu jalak santarian. Sak kentang sak kentung kan di lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung manu jalak santarian. Tung sak kentang sak kentung kan di lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung manu jalak santarian. Tung sak kentang sak kentung kan di lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung manu jalak santarian.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Bye.
Paris Newsline. Preserving regional languages important because of national identity. Iran-Indonesia Movie Week 2025 strengthens the legacy of cultural exchange. Those are the headlines, now the news in detail. Indonesian Minister of Primary and Secondary Education Abdul Mukti emphasized preserving regional languages is important because it is part of the constitutional mandate and a reflection of the nation's identity, which is rich in culture. He made the statement when officially opened a series of commemorations of International Mother Language Day 2025 on Friday. The ministry has a vision of quality education for all, with one of the priority programs, namely the development and advancement of the Indonesian language, literature, and various cultures. In the opening ceremony of Iran and Indonesia Movie Week 2025 at a national library in Jakarta on Friday, Indonesian Minister of Culture Fadli Zon said the event is one form of strengthening the legacy of cultural exchange between the two countries, which has been going on since the 1970s. Iran-Indonesia Film Festival is a collaborative project between the Iranian Embassy in Indonesia and the Indonesian Ministry of Culture. A total of 8 Iranian and Indonesian films will be screened until the end of February at various universities and schools in several cities in Indonesia, including Yogyakarta, Palembang, Banten, Makassar, and Bandung. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Ikat kembang.